report and possible discussion on investment officer's report for first quarter of fiscal year 2011. John Moss.
This is again just information only item that we are required to bring to the board each quarter under the Public Funds Investment Act. We receive the detail of our investment portfolio with your materials. This is just a summary page is showing overall for the quarter ending November 30th, again the first quarter of this fiscal year, the book value, the total book value of all of our investments. This is both restricted and unrestricted funds. It's our total portfolio. You may remember back in the budget report, it was like $110 million was the unrestricted portion. $155 includes the restricted funds that we have, which are bond proceed funds and monies that are that we might be holding for our customers and things like that. So that's why that number is different. Of course, you can see there's a significant jump in this quarter, again, related to the divestiture monies that we received of a little more than $50 million that we got in this particular quarter. And then you can see the average yield of maturity continues to be just about at the same point it is in the last two or three quarters at a very low number. Again, it's a challenge whenever we have maturities that we, to be able to reinvest them to even get the same rates that we currently have. But they've remained, of course, historically low for some period of time and appear that they're going to continue to still for some time in the future. Anyway, that's the summary of it. You saw the detail. Significant portion, 80%, up to the amount allowed in our policy. And in just a second, there's going to be another item in just a minute about our investment policy. We're going to talk about recommending a change that will give us a little more flexibility, trying to get a few more basis points of return on this by that change in investment policy. But anyway, this is the summary of our investments for the first quarter 2010.
John,
yes.
What maybe you answered this and I missed it. What accounted for the decline between November 30th, 2009, down to August? About a $5 million drop from 101 to 96 from 09 November to August 2010.
From right here?
Book value.
Right here down to here?
Down further. Down to.
Well, this was up. That's probably what we have is we collect a lot of our money in the early part. We bill our water customers in the early part, and many of them pay annually in the first quarter. And then
it's
just timing.
I see.
And then our expenditures sort of catch up with us. So we tend to get a whole lot of money in that first quarter, and then it tends to go down over the course of the year.
Okay.
That's just our normal. It's really a good situation. We get our revenues early in the year, and then we spend the money throughout the year.
Okay.